From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The UN Human Rights Agency lashes out at the U.S. government. President Donald Trump's immigration policies could lead to collective expulsions of migrants in a breach of international law. That is the finding of an annual report from the United Nations Human Rights Agency. Its chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, also voiced concern at the new U.S. policy banning entry of people from six Muslim-majority countries for 90 days. He said, "I'm especially disturbed by the potential impact of these changes on children who face being detained or may see their families torn apart." Zayed also aimed criticism at U.S. leadership.
"Greater and more consistent leadership is needed to address the recent surge in discrimination, anti-Semitism, and violence against ethnic and religious minorities. Vilification of entire groups, such as Mexicans and Muslims, and false claims that migrants commit more crimes than U.S. citizens are harmful and fuel xenophobic abuses."
Zayed also voiced dismay at what they called attempts by the president to intimidate or undermine journalists and judges. Armed insurgents, including at least one disguised as a doctor, attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital of Kabul today, killing at least 30 and wounding dozens more. That from the Afghan Defense Ministry. The Islamic State militant group is claiming responsibility for the assault. Witnesses say the attack began with a blast at the main gate of the 400-bed Sardar Daoud Khan Hospital in the central part of the capital early Wednesday. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department held its first much-anticipated briefing Tuesday since President Trump's inauguration in January. Among the questions asked, reports that the president plans to slash the department's budget and U.S. foreign aid by about 37%. VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain has the story.
Acting spokesman Mark Toner rejected suggestions that the State Department has been marginalized in the new administration.
"And I can assure everyone that the Secretary's voice, or the State Department's voice, is heard loud and clear in policy discussions at the National Security Council level."
Asked about budget cuts, Toner said nothing is final yet. Secretary of State Tillerson has more immediate concerns than budget cuts as he heads to China, South Korea, and Japan next week at a time of heightened concerns about North Korea's missile program. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on North Korea to halt its missile and nuclear programs and urged South Korea and the United States to end joint war games that Pyongyang regards as a prelude to war. The Chinese diplomat said tensions on the Korean Peninsula are like two accelerating trains coming toward each other with neither side willing to give way. He asked, are the two sides really ready for a head-on collision? He said, our priority now is to flash the red light and apply the brakes on both trains. Mr. Wang also called the deployment of the THAAD, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense U.S. Anti-Missile System, as a big problem for South Korea-China relations, saying it undermines Chinese national security. The deployment, which began Tuesday, followed North Korea's firing of four more missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. Women in the United States are planning to use International Women's Day today to stay off the job and stage demonstrations across the country in an effort to seize on the momentum built from the massive marches held a day after President Donald Trump's inauguration. On what is being called a day without a woman, those who are able to do so will stay away from work or school, much as immigrants did on February 16th, to protest Trump's immigration policies. All are part of the series of anti-Trump demonstrations that have taken place since the day after his November 8th election. Objectives of Wednesday's events include calling attention to the gender pay gap in which women trail men and deregulating reproductive rights.
That's the latest world news from VOA.